Blog Talk Radio. 1, 2, 1, 2, mic check, 1, 2. Shalom, and welcome to another edition of The Truth in PDX, right here on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Bishop Yahweh Sapkow with the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon, Vision. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Rukru Aharon.
And once again, you tuned into The Truth in PDX, right here on blogtalkradio.com, every Saturday evening, from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel. So I'm off with the Holy Gods and Comfort, the Holy Apostles, Shabbat, Priest, Isaac, Dakia. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostles, and Chief High Priest, Ariel, and Holy Apostle, and Chief High Priest, Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Conference 42 Chief Priests, elect ladies, and holy women of our nation. I want to say shalom to the Chief Bishop and Bishops of State, Cities, Boroughs, Departments, and Units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel. First, starting off with the Major 13 Shield General, all Shields and Generals. I want to say shalom to the Captains, to the Officers, to the New Hebrew Academy. I want to say shalom to the Young Men and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the sisters of our nation, the daughters of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to our children in our nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And tonight's topic is Black History Unfolded, Part 3. Once again, tonight's topic is Black History Unfolded, Part 3. And first scripture we want to go to is Deuteronomy chapter 7 and 6, because people, especially non-Israelites, you know, Gentiles, you know, the nations, they often ask the question, how did that, you know, black people get their swag, and they get their flavor? Where did black people, you know, get their charisma from in there? Why are they so cool and why are they so smart? Why are they so strong? Why are they so athletic? You know, why are they so talented? Now, why is that? Let's see what God says. Deuteronomy 7:6.
For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
You see the blessing that God put upon his chosen people? You see the blessing that God put upon the tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, the so-called Negroes, West Indians, Haitians, Puerto Ricans, people of Negroid, Indian, and Latino descent. Read that again, sir.
For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
See, the Bible says that we are special people. God chose us to be a special people above all nations upon the face of the earth. You see that? The Lord chose us to be special. The Lord gave us our swag. The Lord chose us to be the best of the best. The Lord gave us our quote-unquote special powers. Remember, what does the scriptures say? The scriptures say that we are gods. But it says we're going to die like men. Why? Because we're acting like the nations. We're acting like the heathen. We're walking in the flesh. We're not walking in the spirit. Because if we walked in the spirit, guess what? We would be like gods. We'd be like the angels, the spirits of God, the ministers of God. You understand that? So again, that's what makes us so special. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. And what you're going to also find out about God's people is that we was given everything as well. including the commandments of God. Let's get Psalms 147, 19 and 20.
He sheweth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any nation, and as far as his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord.
Bible says God showed his word unto Jacob. Who is Jacob? Jacob is the father of Benjamin, the 12 tribes of Israel. His statutes, the laws, his judgments, penalties for breaking the laws, said unto Israel. It says he has not done so with any other nation. Again, God is only dealing with the nation of Israel. This is what makes us special. This is what makes us, you know that gives us our incredible charisma and our swag and why we're so cool and why we're so hip and why we're the best at everything. Because, again, we God's children. You understand that? We God's children. We're close to God. We're not a God. Now, you might ask yourself, well, I thought everybody was God's children. Now, again, that's what you thought. You understand that? And what the Bible says, let's get Romans chapter 9. Again, that's what you thought. What does the Bible say? Romans chapter 9 and start at verse 8.
That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed.
You see what the Bible says, brothers and sisters? Just because you was born in this flesh, that does not make you a child of God. But it says what? The children of the promise are counted for the seed. You understand that? Give me the next verse, verse 9.
For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son.
Read.
And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, For the children, being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth.
You see what the Bible is saying, brothers and sisters? It says the children that were in Rebekah's womb, it said they ain't done neither good or evil. It wasn't about their works. But it's the purpose of God, according to election, according to who he chose, that has to stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. Read.
For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil.
You read that. Give me verse 12.
Unto her, the elder shall serve the younger.
Again, it was said to her, the elder shall serve the younger. Again, why is that different? Why is that strange? Because usually the younger will serve the elder. The elder usually is the firstborn and gets the birthright. But it says, no, the elder is going to serve the younger. Read.
As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
Now, Rebekah had two children. The Bible says God loved Jacob and he hated Esau. These are the two children that came out of Rebekah's womb. Jacob became the father of the progenitor of the 12 tribes of Israel, the people of Negro, Indian, and Latino descent. Esau became the father of the progenitor of the Edomites, or the people of Caucasian descent. Like your president says, the people from Norway and all that. Read.
What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid.
So what you going to say after that? Something wrong with that Bible. Something wrong with God. That ain't right. Is there unrighteousness with God, the Most High? I don't think so. God forbids that. Read.
For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
You see what the Bible says, brothers and sisters? The Lord said he's going to have mercy and compassion on who he wants to. And who are you, man? Matter of fact, that's what I said. Who are you, man, to say anything? Read.
So, then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that sheweth mercy.
You see that? And it ain't about the works. It's about God who shows mercy. And if God wants to show mercy upon Jacob and not on Esau, then guess what? That's his prerogative. That's his prerogative. That's his will. That's his choice. Read.
Verse 17. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for the same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might shew my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
Again, the same way God raised up Pharaoh to be the super kingdom on the earth, just to bring them down. And guess what? They still talking about how God brought down the Egyptian kingdom. That's the same way God built up the kingdom of Esau that we're living in now. And he did that to bring it down so that, again, going into eternity, people are going to be talking about how God took down the mighty Edomite kingdom. Read.
Therefore has he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will harden.
Again, God's going to have mercy on who he wants to have mercy on, and if he wants to harden someone, guess what? They're going to harden. Read.
Thou wilt say then unto me, why does he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will?
Again, then you're going to say, well, what did Esau do? You know, why is God so angry at Esau? Again, the Lord does what he wants to do. And guess what? We got to deal with it. Read.
Oh, excuse me. Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to the him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus?
You see that? Only man will have the audacity to reply against God. Who are you, man? God said I made you, man. Who are you to say anything? Now give me verse 4 so we can tell you exactly who is that chosen children, that chosen seed out of all the people on the planet. Who did God chose to be the special one, to be the chosen one? Read.
Who are Israelites?
Come on, brother.
To whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promise?
You see that?
Promises, excuse me.
It says, to whom pertaineth the glory. Now, let me back that statement up. Who are Iran?
Yes, sir.
Who are the top entertainers on the planet Earth?
Who are specifically or in general?
In general.
I would say athletes, musicians.
Are they the Chinese, the Japanese?
Okay. East Indies? No, absolutely not. No. So-called blacks, so-called Hispanics.
Who are the top athletes on the planet Earth?
What people would call so-called black people, African-American people.
Who invented everything that you see in America and beyond? Whether it be the traffic light, the hot comb, the vacuum cleaner, the car engine, you name it. Who did all that?
What they were considered minorities.
Again, the Bible said, to whom pertaineth the glory? To whom pertaineth the glory? Again, the scriptures is telling you plain. This is the reason why we stand out above everybody. Because it's prophesied do so. It's biblical prophecy that we would stand out and shine above everybody else. So my engineer is wrapping this up. We're going to come right back next week with part four of Black History Unfolded. Until next week, brothers and sisters, God bless. Good night. Shalom. God bless the nation of Israel forever. And until next week, we say shalom. And thank you for tuning in to The Truth and PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Shalom.
Engineer, you gonna play the music? All right, we gotta get a new engineer. This engineer is terrible this week.
Carl.
He's a hater. He hates the information that came out. Oh, boy. All right, shalom. Good night.
Shalom.